destination.
Breakfast time!
Hello, welcome to T-Bone and Tyvis. Can I take your order?
Just want a little breakfast.
Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of them.
Get ready to drive through the intersection of football, food, and fun.
Gun them down!
Featuring producer Dylan.
Who are the five best rappers of all time?
Special guests.
Are you serious?
And you. Wake up.
For what?
It's time for T-Bone and Tyvis.
Welcome in. Happy Thursday to you. What's up? I'm T-Bone. He is Tyvis. Good morning, go to hell. Tyvis, how you been, bud?
I am peachy. Splendid. This is the best that I've felt in quite some time, you know?
Oh?
Yeah.
Oh?
I'm doing well this morning. A lot of energy. A lot of energy.
What, is there anything that may have changed for you in the last 24 hours since I saw you?
Having sex. You know, it's just, it's always good to you know, when you're in love with someone and, you know, y'all share that same love and you had that passion, like it's always good. It makes the day better. Mm. I encourage people to do more of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good advice.
People that's in love.
Yeah.
Don't be just out here just willy-nilly.
No, no, it's not.
In love. When you're in love, do it.
Where'd the phrase willy-nilly come from? Do we know? Do we? That probably doesn't matter.
I just could not give a bollocks.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You're right. Yeah, well, good for you. I'm happy for you. That's a congratulatory thing there.
Well, Dylan, celebrate. Dylan was celebrating too, I believe. It was his girl's birthday.
Oh. Yes. I mean, God, we don't know. There's no way to say.
Well,
who's to say?
How about you, T-Bone? How'd you do?
Listen, it was just a busy day. I was. No. So we were, well, okay, so we went, hey, 2 for 3. It's the Hall of Fame day for our show, right? 2 for 3 gets the Hall of Fame.
Whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Win some, you lose some. He knows about that. He learned about that. Jude Bellingham. Yeah, that was good. So, yeah, today, by the way, in the best week of sports radio, that's what I call this week because I love this week. I love the fact that there's nothing going on, so we can just goof around all the time. We have a few things for you today. We obviously will have the list coming up at 7 o'clock. The list is going to be best stadium anthems. So in honor of AC/DC last night, tearing down the shoe, playing to a, I don't think it was a sold out crowd, but a very large crowd there at Ohio Stadium.
Play Bales.
Hell's Bells. Yeah. If they didn't, I think everybody would have rioted. I'm guessing they did. I didn't go, Tyvis, but from all accounts, it looked like they were playing all
the
hits.
Are they Into the Sandman?
No, that's Metallica.
That's Metallica.
Good call though. That might be on my list of best stadium anthems, but we're going to do that in honor of, you know.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I mean, that one is a, I mean, Virginia Tech uses that one.
Yeah, they do.
Mariano Rivera used that one. That's, yeah, it's pretty iconic. So, yeah.
I wonder what time that concert started last night. Had to have been pretty early for the performers involved.
Because they're all in their 70s
My
now?
Kind of concert.
Yeah,
right there.
It is.
I mean,
let us get out of here by 9.
I'm pretty sure I think the opener, they said, was, which was pretty little,
pretty reckless.
Pretty reckless, which is the woman who was, as a child, she played Cindy Lou Who in The Grinch. Remember that? Like last year, a couple years ago?
Yes.
They did like the reunion of her and Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah,
now she's like grown up and she's in this band. So she's the lead singer of that band. I forget her name. I'm sorry about that. But anyway, she was there. Her band was there. But then they opened for
AC/DC. Taylor Momsen.
Taylor Momsen. That's right. Thank you. Yeah, so they, anyway, I think that they were supposed to go on at like 7, and then I think AC/DC, it was supposed to be from like 8 o'clock to like 11 or something. They play a long set, but they're old. And they got noise ordinances. You don't want to be out there till, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning blasting out the hits.
Don't fall asleep.
Though, I did see George Strait at the shoe, and he's older than those guys, and that was a couple years ago, and he was good.
Yeah, but he's not trying to like dance around on the stage more. He just kind of stays in place and sings the songs.
They just prop him in one spot, and he does his thing.
Yeah, what was the, speaking of late concerts outdoors, it's got me thinking. We didn't talk much about the Jay-Z concerts over the weekend, right, out of Yankee Stadium?
Oh, that's all my feed was.
So, here's my question. Because I saw that Jay-Z's concert, maybe it was Saturday night or Sunday night.
Well, he did 3 days at Yankee Stadium.
That's right. Yeah, he did like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and in different lineups of guest spots the entire time, including one night where his wife, Beyonce, joined forces with Rihanna on stage, apparently, according to what I saw on the internet.
Rihanna says she was rusty. It's been a while. Stained.
Hey, doesn't matter. I mean, that, like, did Eminem come to one of these too?
Yeah, I mean, believe he did.
Star-studded lineup. Okay. Star-studded lineup. But I saw that they didn't start the concert one night until like 11:30.
I'd have passed out.
Could you imagine?
I'd have been sitting in my chair asleep.
Well, for people that have been to multiple rap concerts, they know. We're not trying to discriminate. They're always late.
At the rap concerts?
Never on time.
See, I haven't been to a lot of rap concerts. Never. So I wouldn't know this.
Never. It's always starting late.
See, because
that's why I don't go.
Well, that's fine. I'm just saying, with Jay-Z, I saw that they were making announcements. They were like, folks, we know we want to get this started. But there was something with the crowd, like, not being able to get in. They had problems with people getting in. Mm-hmm. So they were trying to hold as much as they could. But then I saw someone else post that, like, it's like I don't know what the number was. I thought they said it was like a $5 million fine if you go past the noise ordinance time in New York at Yankee Stadium. It's like a huge fine. But they said if Jay-Z really loves you, he'll pay that fine and he'll do this concert. Apparently he did, because he went apparently a very long time after he got on stage. But yeah, I would be, if the concert's advertised to start at a certain time, like, I have my limits on how long I will tolerate before it's just like, okay, but you pay all that money, where are you going to go? Just leave, right? After you paid thousands of dollars probably to go see Jay-Z. I'm sure it wasn't a cheap ticket to get in there. So yeah. Who's the band that you would go, Tyvus, if they said, all right, it's 11:30. This was starting at 8. Still hasn't come on. Is there a band or performer or artist or anyone that you would stick around and say, well, I don't care, I have to see this?
Tupac.
Okay, fair.
He would have to be coming from the grave.
Fair.
Is the only way.
Okay.
That's right. Happening for me.
All right. That's good. Also today on the show, today is the first annual, I hope annual, but first one we've done at least. Haters Ball.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah. Hate.
Oh, yeah. That's
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts.
Yeah, that's right. So today, a lot of hate on the show. So the way that we're going to do this, I feel like, is you can submit these at Bone and Tyvus 971, or you can go on YouTube. Just, you know, go to, you know, YouTube, click on T-Bone and Tyvus, and you'll be right in the chat. Anyway, go in there and put in your, like, guys you want to kick out of the Hall of Fame is where we can start. And if you have other people who deserve some hatred and you just want to, like, throw it on them too, that's fine. But today, it's not healthy to carry the hate around. Yeah. You can't sit there with hatred in your heart. You got to let it out. You got to get it out.
You got to hate your heart, let it out.
That's right.
Damn, that's hateful.
Yeah, today's the day for that. There's a lot of, you know, very positive people. Tyvus, you're a very positive person. You go through life when people, I've seen you be slighted by people, and I am a hater. I am a hateful person, and I will say, Tyvus, you should be mad about that. How dare they? And you're like, it's fine. It's fine.
Is it going to really make me lose sleep at night? No.
No. And that's like, a good healthy attitude. But today,
yeah, it's a celebration.
Drop that attitude and have, let whatever little bit of residual hate that's been in there for a while, let it out. Like, I know you've got players that you want to kick out of the Hall of Fame. So we'll
that's
be doing
not
that.
Hating, though. That's
it is hating. It's saying they're not good enough.
Not
they shouldn't be in there.
They shouldn't be.
You want to go to their house, go in their closet, and just rip that golden jacket off the hanger.
Rip it off the hanger.
That's hateful.
That is hateful. By the way, this is for all Hall of Fames. I mean, this can be Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's where we'll start. But, like, it could be baseball. It could be basketball.
There's somebody in the Basketball Hall of Fame that at 1,000% needs to be ripped out of there.
Okay. You want to drop that now, or you want to hold it?
His name.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
His name is Christian Laettner.
Mm. Yeah, the whites are good.
Not a fan.
Man, I don't know about all that.
I mean, it's the. Well, hang on.
He's only in there because of the Dream Team.
Let me remember. It's the Springfield. Pro, yes. Basketball Hall of Fame. Is it the basketball? No, it's the basketball hall of fame. You're right.
Yes. It's because it's achievements throughout your career. So what
Canton
you're doing
is the pro, yes, football hall of fame.
Well, same thing with baseball.
Who came up with that?
Well, it's
like college Olympics.
Yeah. It's all the above.
Like your achievements of your whole career, regardless of what.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Someone like Manu Ginobili, I'm pretty sure, is in there. Like, yeah,
he should be. I mean, he should. Don't you think?
For his accomplishments in the game. I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer just based off of his stuff with the Spurs. But then when they won that gold medal, In 04, I believe it was, that's like where propelled they're him to.
Okay. Reese Cheeks is in there. Mo Cheeks is in there.
What's wrong with Mo Cheeks?
All right.
I mean, that's
okay. This is all right.
That was my nickname in college, Mo Cheeks. I went to college for 1 year. That's not at all accurate at all. All right. So you can submit yours. Guys, we should rip out of the Hall of Fame. Or I guess it could be gals. Could be someone in the Hall of Fame. It's a gal that you think shouldn't be there. Whatever. You can get to that. Just tweet us at Bone and Tyvus 971.
We used to have all your favorite fan shows are on YouTube. Along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bo sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gouty gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90 degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today. You're listening to the best of T-Bone and Tyvus. They're not here, but they're still here. You see, they never let you down. The Fan.
Topic du jour has been, if you had to survive on a fast food restaurant for the rest of your life, and if that restaurant goes under, by the way, you're foraging or you're hunting.
Well, I'm safe. I got the best answer. I'm waiting.
You picked Sheetz. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't think that would qualify as a restaurant, but my caveat I gave here was they have to make the food, and it obviously has to have a drive-through. There are Sheetz that
check
have drive-throughs.
And check.
Okay. So you know what? That's a great answer. Now, I haven't given my official answer.
Huey Magoo's.
No.
I want to try there. Somebody
it's in good.
The chat was talking
it's,
about it.
It's good
they
chicken.
Said it's the best chicken ever.
But they're one of those joints that, like, most of what they do is chicken tenders. So
it's like Cane's.
Similar, but, well, they have a bunch of sauces, and they will smother your tenders in the sauce.
That is,
so you can get the tenders sauced up,
that's
and
a
then,
game
yeah, then you get other sauces.
Magoo's,
you can dip your sauce tender in another sauce to get double sauce, different sauce. The combinations are endless.
That's how Zaxby's is.
This may sound basic, but I'm going to throw this one out there because I feel like
McDonald's.
No, but close.
Burger King.
Nope. Try again. Locally based.
Taco Bell.
No. Wendy's.
Oh.
Now here's why.
You know how Dylan feel about them. So
we are neglecting breakfast. I mean,
was going to be my point with mine, but continue.
Okay, I'm just saying, like, because I thought about
neglecting breakfast.
Sheetz has great
breakfast. Okay, not you.
And variety with the breakfast as well.
Yeah, they do.
You can get a wrap. You can get a bagel.
That's fair.
You can get a burrito, a taco, whatever you could imagine.
Dylan, did you secretly get a Sheetz sponsorship and I didn't know about it? What's going on?
I've been paid by Sheetz before.
All right.
That's facts.
Fine. I'm gonna say
you got paid by Sheetz
and Chipotle. Yeah,
wow.
I'm your role model, Tyvus.
Man,
yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, you are.
I'm saying because I initially thought a place like Culver's because I thought, well, I want to be able to have some sweet treats. I want some ice cream type substance there. That's what they have. They do that. They also have salads. They also have like fish, and they have burgers and fries and chicken tenders and all that stuff. But then I thought, if I'm ever in the mood for breakfast, I'm going to be limited. Now, Wendy's doesn't have all that variety, but they got the Frosty, which I love. They do have now the Frosty with the mix-ins, which is a lot more variety on that.
But they got a thin chicken patty now.
I know.
Not thin chicken patty.
I know.
Thin JBC.
They do. But it's unlimited, and I can get the food whenever I want. So, and it's like, this is, with the caveat was it's all free, but this is the only place you can eat from. So I'm picking Wendy's because I've got burgers, chicken, fries. I've got the option to eat some salad if
they
I want
messed
to.
Up the spicy chicken sandwich.
I know that, but it'll come back.
No,
because Wendy's is smart enough to know that they're not. They're gonna bring it back. Don't worry.
Nah, because they still have these trash fries that they have, and they need to bring the ones back from like the late 90s.
I think their fries are I agree with that. I wish they had the fries from the 90s, but their fries are. I'm okay with their fries. I'm just saying I'll go with Wendy's because also they may disappear from everywhere else. They ain't disappearing from Columbus, Ohio. I'll tell you that.
that's
also like it's here. Mm. So I know they're not getting rid of it, but they do have a good breakfast too. I really like their breakfast. So Wendy's is my pick.
Sheetz and Wendy's.
Mine on a similar note, for as much as I crap on this place having like the sixth best breakfast.
McDonald's.
I'm going with McDonald's because of the variety.
Yeah, I know. Take. I thought about it.
I thought about breakfast too.
Supersize Me?
That's with all the places. I guess they could have done that with any fast food place, and the results would have been the same.
He didn't almost die. I have a hot take. It's not a hot take Tuesday, but I'll give it anyway. When Morgan Spurlock went to McDonald's, was like, oh my God, everything's so, my fatty triglycerides are up. It's like, yeah, weak. You're not built for this. Like some of us, if we were out on the prairie and you went out and you're like, I can't live on berries and twigs. Well, then you're dead. So you can't survive. The modern place that we have now, we don't have berries and twigs and, you know, hunting bison. We have McDonald's everywhere. I can survive fine on McDonald's. I'm doing it right now. So I'm just saying, if you're not built for the modern era, maybe that's evolution telling you something.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
For as much as every morning I would be like, man, I would rather have Bojangles or Wendy's or Chick-fil-A or White Castle or Burger King. And I could just keep going on.
What's wrong with you?
Breakfast places that I'd rather have than McDonald's.
That is my...
They have the variety. They have a bunch of ice cream choices.
Yes, they do. When like, it's working.
When it's working. That's a big caveat.
That's a problem.
The right? one by my house works often. And I'm not saying where it is because I don't want a bunch of people to go there and break the ice cream machine.
Grove City.
He doesn't live
in Grove City. I'm just kidding.
But the one by me, I've never had a problem with it.
Yeah. I will say the one thing about McDonald's that I did think about is now they brought those fried apple pies back.
Mm-hmm.
Why are those limited time?
You like that? I had one of them.
What'd you think?
It's not as Popeyes is better.
I'm saying, is it better than the baked apple pie that McDonald's has had for?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's my point. Is you fixed it. Bring that back. Let us. You can keep the baked ones for the idiots who want that.
Last time we went, and I was like, Popeyes is just go. You get that one from Popeyes. It is fresh.
Does Popeyes have a Big Mac? That's the problem, is that if I want a Big Mac, I can go there and get that with the large fry and the drink and then throw in a fried apple pie.
I mean, I'm going with Sheetz still.
Fried apple pie.
I'm waiting on somebody to change my mind.
When has baked ever been better than fried? Never is the answer.
Well, it depends on if you're promoting a healthy lifestyle. You know.
Stop it. Who's doing that?
Like,
you're not doing that.
Everybody hates Chris.
I'm going to this Huey Magoo's. It's actually right on because he said it's off of 23 by 270.
Oh, they're putting one in?
No, he said it's in Worthington. That's where it is.
Oh, it's there.
So the funny thing is I get off that exit every day when I'm leaving here to go home from work. Okay. I mean, going home. So all I got to do is turn right instead of go left.
But there's a show, Everybody Hates Chris. It's pretty old, so most people have probably seen it. It's about Chris Rock's. It's a sitcom about his childhood. There's an episode where the mom is trying to promote a healthy lifestyle, and she puts the fried chicken in the oven. And the dad's like, I don't want baked fried chicken. And that's exactly where I'm at. If I'm coming over to your house for dinner and you bake your chicken, I'm going home.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah, because it's called fried chicken for a reason. It needs to be fried. Stop baking the fried. That's the way
God intended it to be.
Exactly, right.
It's in gravy.
All right, let's get some of your calls. 614-821-9710. We are taking calls this morning on a Welcome to the Meat Smoker Friday, where you can get out there and just enjoy becoming a tenderized piece of meat in our smoky environment. Downtown Dad is on the line.
Oh,
hello,
wow.
Dad. Good morning.
Morning, boys, and go to hell.
Hey, there we go. I like it. That's good. Thank you.
So how are you guys doing today?
Good.
First of all, hold on. Let me start by saying congratulations on your numbers.
Oh.
Fantastic numbers.
I mean,
he's hip to the game.
Are you hip to the game? Are you hip to the game? Are you checking in? What's going on? Good for you. I didn't know Dad had access to the numbers, but good for you. Yeah, thank you for that, Dad. We appreciate it. They're doing well. That's all you guys. It's all you listeners doing that.
Had nothing to do with those numbers, though. I thought they
that's these numbers, so right? True.
Yeah, JP. Yeah. Shout out to JP.
Okay. Yeah, your check from Josh is in the mail.
You may need to take a couple lessons. You're on your way. You're sitting with a good guy in the chair. One, all right. Good man there. Okay. So, but you're in good hands.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Downtown Dad.
Oh, my goodness.
What's going on with you today?
Just sitting out here smoking myself, chipping some balls.
Perfect.
Chipping some golf balls.
Yes.
Most people know I'm a huge golfer. So
just make sure you hold on to the club.
Oh, the club, man. Okay, thank you.
You've seen Tyvus's highlights.
I'm good with the shafts. It's okay. You like a grip.
Yeah, you gotta have a solid grip. You gotta hang on to that thing. Everyone knows that. You can't just be out here willy-nilly with it. Yeah.
And he is the only one I've ever met that can handle my junk.
That's right.
Right, exactly. So I really didn't have anything to really call in about. I was just gonna call in. But the guy asked me what I was gonna call up, talk about. I said, nothing really. I mean, what's this show about?
Nothing really. Nothing really, exactly.
So, you know, I said, I'll give you my, I guess, fast food, right?
Yeah. Which one could you live on?
I am contractually obligated to say McDonald's. Yeah. And our friend, our mutual friend, Fawn,
mm-hmm.
would also have to say McDonald's because she is also contractually obligated to say McDonald's.
Hold on.
Because we both, yeah.
Downtown Dad, you have access to the numbers and you have a sponsorship deal with McDonald's? I have not
He's
aware
doing
of your
better
game.
Than
I didn't
me
know. Man, no kidding. I didn't know.
I'm just doing.
Hey. Did you get tickets to the World Cup final too?
Hey.
Just living my life right now. This is great. I don't even see the numbers. I don't know what they look like. You got to deal with McDonald's. You see the numbers, and apparently you're going to the World Cup final. I didn't even know that. That's amazing.
I keep getting told by the McDonald's Corporation that the check's in the mail. So I mean, I
got a check from McDonald's before. So
you did? I forgot about that.
You get checks from like five different places. How do you not have a plan? First of all, and second of all, I think you're going to be over 300 pounds by the time we talk next.
That's
year.
Right. We're working on it.
Prediction.
The heaviest show on the radio.
Back on how you work out too, and from what I hear, it's not much of a workout. It's more of a talk out.
T-Bone and Tybus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Need a roast of T-Bone and Tybus? Yes, this is pre-recorded, but Tybus is so dedicated, he's still here running the board. The Fan.
Hating today. It is the first annual Haters Ball. You can tweet the program at Bone and Tybus 971. Go to YouTube. Search 971 The Fan. Click on T-Bone and Tybus. Hop in the chat. We are just eliminating people from the Hall of Fames today.
Yeah.
Clearing out the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. And I got Dylan to jump on board. Dylan and Bone is now on board with the Basketball Hall of Fame, and I appreciate it.
With your Christian Laettner.
Yeah. I'm not kicking out Pau Gasol.
No, that's different. Pau Gasol is, come on. He actually asked me in the break, Tybus. Uh-huh. You walked out, and he said to me, tell me Tybus got that from like a listener, or he saw that dumb opinion somewhere, and that just started there. There's no way.
Pau Gasol is a Hall of Fame
for
you.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what Dylan
I'm talking
said.
About you.
No, I think he is. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Tybus, here's what happened.
Okay.
Kobe won three championships with Shaq.
Okay.
They trade Shaq away. Mm-hmm. Kobe does nothing. They trade for Pau Gasol, three finals appearances, win two of them.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
What's Kobe doing without Pau?
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, what is he doing?
Not a damn thing is the answer.
I hear what you're saying.
But scoring 35 points a game for 41 teams. That's what Kobe's doing.
I hear what you're saying, but Pau Gasol is not a Hall of Famer.
That's why it was a big deal. That's actually why it was a big deal when Kobe ran through Pau Gasol's chest at the Olympics.
Is Derek Fisher
because
a Hall
it was like
Wait
he's injuring his meal ticket
is
right there.
Is Derek Fisher a Hall of Famer?
As much as John Paxson is or Steve Kerr.
Okay.
Robert Horry.
All right, I'm asking you, do they deserve to be in the Hall of Fame?
No, they don't.
Pack you up. Get him out.
Okay.
Is Derek Fisher in the Hall of Fame?
No, hell no.
I was going to say, what are we talking about?
He won rings with Kobe.
He wasn't the reason.
He was one of them. He hit some big shots.
Put John Paxson in the Hall of Fame then. Go ahead. Put him in there.
That's essentially
what you're comparing. You're comparing Derek Fisher and John Paxson to Pau Gasol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense, Tybus.
That's a key player.
Whatever.
Okay. Key player.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a very key player. Robert Horry was a key player.
You know what you need?
Yeah.
B-D-O. Get out of here. Pack him up. Get out
That's
of
what
here.
Saying
Get your
me.
Mind right.
That's what y'all
you're
saying.
You're out of your
right
mind.
Now.
Yeah. Out of your mind with that. All right. We had lots of stuff going on today. Why am I today's list day. I almost forgot. I have the list ready. I just have to find it. Here we go.
The best, the worst, and sometimes even the dumbest. It's all here on The List.
Sponsored by Baths R Us. Go to BathsRUs.com to schedule your free estimate. Baths R Us, where dreams soak in.
All right. Now, we decided on this because yesterday at the shoe, you had none other than AC/DC, Akadaka. The Australians coming in
straight out of the retirement home.
Oh, hey, who cares? They're still making it happen. They're still playing these songs. Still got people coming to Ohio Stadium to hear them play.
Is it a sold out stadium?
I think it was Fairly close.
I don't think so.
Pretty. There's a lot of people there, Tyvus.
Selling out. Who
cares if it's sold out or not? Who likes a sellout anyway? No one wants to be a sellout. Mm. Yeah, tens of thousands of people.
Jay-Z still selling out.
Good for him. He's like 30 years younger than these dudes. Like, what are we talking about?
Is he?
20. Yeah. He's in his, what, 50s? Yeah. He's in his 50s. They're in his 70s. I'm just saying, let them live. All of them. Now, here's the thing. So because of that, we thought stadium anthems, because they obviously, Hell's Bells is like at Ohio Stadium. We hear that all the time.
Yes.
That is a legend. So is Thunderstruck. That's another great stadium anthem. So that's where we started off with this.
I mean, all their songs are great stadium anthems because they all sound the same. So
yeah, that's fine. I'm with you on that.
Some hate for you right there.
What do you mean there goes some hate? What did I say? What was on the TV? I missed it.
It was Caitlin Clark.
Oh.
Her last three games, she's averaging 11.3 points.
Yeah, you know what? She's had a really good year this year. Three games, I'm not gonna just say she's terrible. All right. Last year, she was bad before she got hurt. She was bad. This year, she has not been bad. Mm-hmm. And she's been dealing with injuries in part because I'm told the WNBA hates her. And they want her to be injured. So that's what I'm told by idiots.
At this point, she seems like an injury prone player to me.
And that's therefore, that's not bad. It does seem like that. But whatever. Anyway.
Look at this hate. Look at this hate.
All right. So let's pause the haters ball for a second. I think if we're going to talk about stadium anthems, this one has to be, it can be number one. It has to be on the list because this is such a stadium anthem that they don't even have to play it for you. You don't even have to know the name of the band. You don't have to know any of the words to the song. You don't need to know anything to participate in this song right here.
Oh, yeah.
Seven Nation Army.
Oh, yeah.
White Stripes.
Oh, yeah.
This whole thing.
I'm going to be honest with you. If this doesn't play, I can't do. There will be no kickoff if there's this song isn't playing. I'm gonna just tell you that now. It's universal.
Yeah.
That right on the when that kicker go jogging out there, this has to be playing.
Absolutely.
On the kickoff.
Yeah, I agree with
you.
Or you
just pack the whole thing up. It's don't even do it.
Well, I'm saying this is such a ubiquitous song because you really don't even need to know any of there's words here. I'm talking over them.
All you need is
That's it. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
You go out there, hit the smell of salt, and you go run down on kickoff.
Do you know the story behind how that got so big?
No.
This is going to come as no shock to you that I know this because it's soccer related, but there was a team, I believe from Belgium, called Club Brugge. They were playing in Italy in a European clash of titans, right? And so their fans, this song had come out, and for some reason, their fans had just started singing this in the stadium. I believe they were losing when this happened, but they were just like, their fans just started going, because fans in Europe, they sing for everything. They always have songs, always have stuff, and they take popular songs to do it. This song went crazy. They ended up, I believe, coming back and winning that game, if I'm not mistaken. And I believe it was against AC Milan.
It was a move.
Or Inter Milan, one of the two. Well, so then Italian fans heard it and they were like, oh, that's actually good. That is great. So then their team, like Italy, when they were playing in the Euros or a World Cup or something, their fans were like, we're going to do that too. Then it got kind of more viral to the rest of the world.
So the kickoff is from a soccer game.
But we've, like in American football and college football, it's everywhere. I feel like the first time I heard a college team do it, it feels like in my head, it was Penn State. But
don't say that.
What I'm saying is, don't give Penn State credit because it came from Europe. They didn't invent this. This wasn't their idea.
What's the song that Penn State played in their stadiums and then they had stuff and then they cut it off?
That's one that I refuse to put on this list. And that is Sweet Caroline.
That's what it was.
And that one has another same thing as Seven Nation Army. It has something where you don't need to know the lyrics. All you need to do is go Sweet Caroline. That's the only thing people do with that.
Bone, your lead up to Seven Nation Army about not needing to know the words and people just start singing it.
Yeah.
The song that we introduced you to about a year ago.
You're right.
Mo Bamba.
Mo Bamba needs to be on the list.
Put it on the list.
You're right. Mo Bamba has to be on the list. I was fully wrong on that. I didn't know.
I don't know Mo Bamba.
Now I hear it every single time.
He goes, yeah, that's it.
But what it was like in my head, this is how dumb I am. I thought like, oh, there's just like some generic hip hop song that's being played. I just heard a beat. I didn't really pay attention to the fact that it was the same beat and the same.
Oh, yeah. He's
like,
very.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. So now I've heard it.
That came on in the car the other day. You know what my wife did? She cut it up.
What do you mean?
She turned it up.
Oh, okay.
turned the music up.
Okay.
I was like,
it's a great song.
You in your mode.
You mentioned earlier you were asking who did Enter Sandman. That's Metallica.
Yes.
Would Enter Sandman, that has to be one.
Yeah, that's on there. Anytime, obviously, I had the opportunity to go to Virginia Tech, and obviously they played that, and I told them, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We about to enter the Sandman, all right? So, yeah.
Sleep with one eye open. That's right.
Fired up, too.
Yeah, that's good. But it has that effect. Sometimes it can fire up the other team. That's
yes.
Right.
Well, that's how Jump Around is at Wisconsin, because they're not good right now.
I feel
now,
bad so, for them.
Yeah.
Because, like, that is a fun tradition. But it's literally, they're like, it's 40-3, and they're just like, jump around.
Do they still, jump around?
Yes, no, they have to.
Like, not the fans, the players.
They're losing. They better not be. That's stupid.
Didn't they say, like, it was a point to where, like, Wisconsin's fans came to the game just to do jump around and leave?
Yeah, but that, I mean, at least it happens, what is that, after the third quarter? Yeah,
it starts the fourth quarter.
So, yeah, and then they get out of there because the game's out of hand. Yeah, I think
sad.
The song's good. I like the tradition. If Wisconsin was better, it would probably be higher up on the list of, like, yeah, that's awesome. But
probably.
Because that is just, that's probably the most exciting thing happening in a lot of Wisconsin football.
We had Thunderstruck.
Yep, another AC/DC.
In the Air.
Oh, Phil Collins.
Yeah, that one. That's, yeah.
With the drums
when
kicking?
When you're warming up. Oh, yeah. Man. It's a banger.
Have you ever, do you know what he looks like? Have you ever seen Phil Collins, like, play that song?
No.
Phil Collins, back when he would play that song, a lot of times he was dressing like.
Let me look up Phil.
I don't even know how to describe it. He would be wearing
Phil Collins
dress
could walk
like.
Past me right now and I wouldn't know who he is.
This guy, because he sings and plays the drums. He's playing the drums on that song. He's a legendary drummer and singer. But he is playing that, and he's dressed like, I don't know, someone who's about to go golfing, like a polo shirt tucked in and like dress slacks. Like, just, it's such a bizarre look. But it was the 80s. It was kind of a different thing.
And then Dylan, I had Eye of the Tiger and Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, Don't Stop Believing has to be part of that. Dylan, do you have one you want to throw in that we haven't covered?
Yeah, a couple Queen ones. We Will Rock You.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's yeah.
And We Are the Champions.
Okay.
And that's, then,
but you can't play that if you're like,
yeah, you play
the
after
the
you
Browns
win.
Cannot play that song.
Yeah, right.
You can't play the We Are the Champions. Champions of what? Being first in the draft most years?
Don't do that.
You can't play it.
Don't
I'm just saying. That. Play We Will Rock You. You cannot play We Are the Champions unless you're the champions.
Can you play Lose Yourself by Eminem?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, that is a great one. Actually, yes.
Welcome to the Jungle. Guns N' Roses.
Welcome fantastic.
To the Jungle.
Hell yeah. Love that. Oh, yeah. That's right. That one's awesome. Yeah, Lose Yourself is good. What about the Fort Minor? Remember the name?
What's oh, yes. That? Remember the name, yeah.
That was pretty good.
I don't know what that is.
You do.
You know Fort Minor.
Listen to it.
It's the dude from Linkin Park, and he did like his hip-hop side project. Yeah,
what's the name of the song?
Remember the name?
Yeah. The name.
I think that's right.
The two most mature people working at the radio station. And that's just because they wear pants.
The pervert and the skivvies.
Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays at noon.
The Fan. Ice.
I'll find something to do. I've got some money.
We just talked about winning the lottery. That's what this whole conversation is based on.
Rothman and Ice, weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan. It's the best of T-Bone and Tybus.
I know what you're thinking. This is so good you can't believe it's pre-recorded.
But it is. So if a comment hits and we don't respond, that's why. The Fan.
Dylan has told us that he has a game show today, which we do on Fridays, and we forgot to do it last segment. So we're going to do it now, but apparently it's a game show that involves you asking me questions about Tyvis Powell.
Yes.
But having confirmed.
But you don't know the answers to the questions.
No, I know them.
You know them.
Yes, but I'm assuming Tyvis knows them, but he might not.
Okay. All right. This will either be a disaster or it'll be awesome. We'll find out. So let's, all right. Hang on. Why is my music not? Oh, you know what? Stupid. Here we go. Play the music.
Yes.
All right. Question number one.
All right.
Tyvis trivia. Go ahead, Dylan.
We'll start you off with a softball here, I think.
Okay.
What team signed Tyvis as an undrafted free agent coming out of the Ohio State University?
I mean, I feel like that was the team. I thought it was Seattle. Am I wrong?
No, that's correct.
Okay. All right. So I got that right.
Yes.
All right. You went to the Seahawks first.
Mm-hmm.
Then they cut you twice.
Didn't the Seahawks release you twice?
Right.
Yeah, I love it.
Then you went to you went to the Niners at some point. Where else did you? I'm trying to. Did you go to Dallas?
So I left,
it was, hang on. I want to see if I can name them.
This isn't one of my other questions.
Oh, never mind. All right.
It's not. So go through them. Did you go to Dallas?
Dallas was second to last.
How many teams did you go to total?
I think 8.
Oh. Okay, I'm definitely not getting that. I was going to. I knew 4.
We went to Seattle.
Yeah.
Cleveland. Indy. Oh, back to Seattle, San Fran, Jets, back to San Fran, Houston, Dallas, finished in Denver.
God,
yeah, I think no one but Tyvus could have got that right, that's so amazing. That's why I didn't ask
That's
it.
Amazing.
You think your wife could have got those in order?
No.
No.
Not a chance.
Okay. What was your favorite city of... Well, you know what? Never mind. Honestly, question number two, Dylan. Go ahead. We have a game show to do.
What Michigan quarterback did Tyvus Powell pick off when he saved the season?
Tyvus Powell saves the season.
Oh, God.
That's a shame. I did a show with the guy. First,
I don't
my
even...
My first time ever meeting him, too, and I did a whole two days of shows with him.
God. I was just thinking back on this game too. I was watching part of it. Who was the bad Iowa quarterback that they took? Or he went to? Did he go from Iowa to Michigan or Michigan to Iowa?
He went. That's Cade McNamara.
Cade McNamara. I'm gonna say him, and it's wrong. Right?
Correct. That's wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Who is it?
Is way too old for that.
That's what I thought. Who was it?
Devin Gardner.
You intercepted Devin Gardner?
Yeah, while he was wearing number 98, so...
You and everybody else. Yeah, good for you. All right, question number three.
How many career interceptions did Tyvus have as a Buckeye?
Ooh, I don't even know that one. I don't know it.
I'm going to say it's four. Is that right?
Don't play with me.
You're underselling our boy. Yeah. What do you think the answer is, Tyvus?
I think it's eight
is what I saw on the internet.
But it's technically nine because the two-point conversion didn't count.
Oh, it didn't?
Don't count as a stat because it's a two-point play.
That's stupid. Mm. What a dumb rule. All right, well, I don't know you at all. Give me one more, Dylan.
I don't know if you answered this when you were talking about the teams that you played. I was only half paying attention.
Fantastic.
What team did Tyvus get his one and only NFL start with?
Oh, I feel like I know... that because we talked about it for sure and you showed me highlights of a game.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
he sends us preseason highlights all the time as well.
Well, so that is fair. I feel like I feel like it was the Niners.
It was the Niners.
I remember
I stole Sherm's celebration coming out when they called my name. And then right after they called me, they called him and he did the exact same thing. And we all laughed about it.
All right, there you go.
I got one more for you.
Oh, one more. All right, good.
So, Tyvus played at Ohio State from 2012 to 2015.
Okay.
Name all the teams Tyvus lost to in his Buckeye career.
Mm. Oh, God.
It's not that many of them.
It's only...
Don't give him a hint.
Okay.
I mean, undefeated his freshman year.
That would have been 2012.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think. You didn't lose to Michigan ever. You lost to Michigan State. I know that. You lost to Clemson, I think. Were you there for either the Iowa-Purdue blowups? No. What am I missing? I'm missing something. Why? I don't know.
There's one glaring one.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
A surprising one, we'll say.
I'm still
to this day don't know how we lost that game.
Did I say Michigan State?
We already talked about
it. Oh, we did say that. Why am I blanking on this? I don't know.
Why is one of the reasons Tyvus is on this show? Because he's a national champion. Go back to that year.
Yeah.
Who'd they lose to?
I forget, Dylan. I forget. Who did we lose to in 2015? Tell me. I forget.
Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech. God. Sorry.
This is sad.
I'm not in football mode. I haven't even thought about football. I'm watching World Cup. I'm not even thinking about it. Yeah, Virginia Tech, of course. Duh. That's right. JT Barrett, bare defense, couldn't do anything.
Exactly right.
All right, there we go.
3 out of 5, ain't
bad. Fantastic game show. I'm so excited we did that. Okay, good stuff. By the way, FIFA, I was talking about that. How about this? The referee for the World Cup final, Slavko Vincic.
Our guy.
This guy apparently is going to ref the World Cup 6 years after he was arrested at a sex party.
Whoa.
Where cocaine and guns were found.
Whoa.
And I just want to bring this up.
Left.
I want to bring this up because sex. I feel like we don't talk enough about the fact that...
Sex and cocaine? You're right. I do it every day when I'm doing Tri-State.
What?
Wait. The sex part. Okay, not the blow.
What?
Not the blow.
I thought we were going to have to call the rehab center.
Tyvus doesn't drink alcohol, so I'm guessing, yes, you've also never done cocaine. But when you say that, when you're like, oh, yeah, every day. No,
The sex part, yeah. Fine.
Not- I'll do cocaine, but I draw the line at alcohol. Right.
So, Slavko Vincic, okay, this guy apparently, he claims 6 years ago, he was at a place back in May of 2020. He was arrested at a party in Bosnia-Herzegovina, which, who hasn't been arrested at a party in Bosnia-Herzegovina?
Hey, didn't the U.S. beat them?
Yes, that is correct. That's the sport we're talking. Let's see. There we go. So apparently he was at a Bosnian city called Bielina, where he was at a ranch, I guess. He went there, he says, for a business lunch. He has a business there in his home country, and he went there for a business lunch. Unbeknownst to him, there was a massive prostitution ring also housed at this ranch. He claims
that's the cat house or the bunny ranch. I seen it on HBO back in the day.
So apparently officers arrested 9 women and 26 men in total.
This was a sting operation.
Yes. They seized 4 packets of cocaine, 20 pistols, 3 protective vests, and over 10,000 euros. Apparently this guy, this referee who's going to ref the World Cup final, you will see this guy holding up yellow cards. Just know he was at a sex party in Bosnia and he was making it happen. And apparently,
single guy.
I don't know, but he claims I was invited to lunch. I had no idea this was going on. Now, to his credit, the police arrested everyone there. They took him in for questioning, and then they quickly figured out he probably didn't have anything to do with this or whatever. He had connections. I don't know, but they let him off and said, "You can go." They questioned him as a witness, and then they let him go. But
oh, he going on the stand and he pointing somebody out.
Oh well, what's the phrase?
Why do 10 where you can tell on the free?
There you go.
He going to go up in the courtroom and point right there. That person right there. That's the worst thing that can happen. Yes, that guy
exactly,
right there.
That's exactly exactly right.
Wow. Well, he probably went to a Diddy party. That's what it sounded like to me.
Wow. That's a wild allegation.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.